Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing on this fine Wednesday? I'm doing okay. Probably went to bed a bit later than I should have. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, yesterday I had such a good sleep, and I went to bed at a reasonable time, and, yeah, I was way less cranky than I am this morning. I guess on a cranky scale, I'm probably at, like, a 6 to a 7. Yesterday, like, my crankiness was, like, a 0. So, with that said, what did I get up to last night? As you guys might know, I modified my arcade machine to run more than the 3 games that kind of came with it. And I did this with a Raspberry Pi, which is a small little computer that... it can run stuff, and one of the prime reasons why people pick these up is you can run an operating system that will run retro video games on it. I've had my Raspberry Pi for a few years, and in the past I've kind of like compiled and downloaded games and loaded it to it. Which is a pretty tedious kind of process. It's a lot of kind of tinkering around with it. I got it to a point where I was kind of happy with the few game collections that I had on it. I then discovered that people have been kind of creating their own custom... like installs, and they kind of come set up with everything installed for you. So really, you download a file and you kind of burn it to an SD card, and then you pop in the SD card and you configure your controller, and basically you're good to go. So yeah, once I got my arcade, I discovered some people had created kind of pre-made arcade kind of sets, and the one I downloaded before was like a 32 gigabyte image. So I downloaded that, and I've had that in my my arcade for a few weeks now, and it was a great little image. Disc image, I guess they call them. And, yeah, I was pretty content with it. I then recently discovered I actually had an extra 128 gigabyte, SD card, which, initially I bought for my laptop. The MacBook Air that I have has limited storage, so, a good way to upgrade that is, because it has an SD card slot, is to fill that with memory, so you can kind of use it as like a second hard drive to back up stuff. And that's usually where I host all of my music, because I have quite a large music collection due to DJing. So the reason that I had an extra one is because I bought one for my MacBook Air, and I lost it. Somehow I lost it. So then I had to buy another one, and then when I bought the other one, I actually found the old one that I'd lost. which kind of sucked, because then I now have two 128 gigabyte cards. Long story short, I decided, why don't I load that 128 gigabyte card with a image or a set of games that would fill it. And I found one and downloaded it, and I installed that last night. So I think I have like 18,000 games on my arcade machine now. My very first computer was an Amiga. For those that didn't grow up in Europe, Amiga was made by Commodore. It was a computer that was really popular in Europe, and it was my first computer, and I played a lot of games on it. And now I have, I think, like the full Amiga game set on my arcade machine. So I was revisiting some games last night from my childhood, and that was kind of a fun experience to do that. Yeah, I'll be tinkering a bit more with that, and we'll tinker and talk some more. Last night I got around to finishing watching Fahrenheit 11/9. With my wife. I thoroughly enjoyed it, even though after watching it, it made me supremely depressed. America, man. I think it's, you know, it's weird because I've always admired America, you know, growing up. It just seemed like a place, like, the culture of, like, things that I like kind of originated from there. Like, you know, whether it was sports or music. Especially music. Like, most of the music I liked growing up came from America. And even the music that I didn't like from America, it was influenced in some way from some form of music that came from America. But after watching this documentary, it kind of showed, like, America sucks right now, and it's kind of always sucked. I mean, history, we should kind of learn from history, but it seems like we're not really learning, or I guess America isn't really learning from history. Like, there are definite patterns in history that we could learn from, but Michael Moore made a comparison between Trump and Hitler, which seems pretty outrageous on the surface, but when you kind of A-B and compare some of the tactics that kind of Hitler started off with and what Trump started off with, there's a lot of similarities, and as someone who leans very left, it's a lot easier to draw those comparisons than someone who kind of sits right. But yeah, I'd be interested if a right-leaning person watched this and it didn't change their mind. I mean, we're so divided right now in politics, and I don't know if it's always been this way. Maybe it's just because I'm an adult now and I've been paying a bit more attention, but, yeah, it seems like we're super divided right now, and, yeah, the movie just showed me a lot of things of how people are living, and it's really sad. The water situation in Flint, Michigan, was just heartbreaking. I heard little bits and pieces about it, like, through the news, but I never really got, like, the in-depth story about it. and watching that, and it's, Michael Moore kind of said it best himself, it's like an ethnic cleansing, because it affected the poorest of communities, and the water contained dangerous amounts of lead. And if you've ever done any research in exposure to lead, it can affect, you know, your ability to learn, and it's so dangerous because it can actually be passed down, like it alters your genetics, and it can be passed down to your children, and in some cases even your children's children. Like, it seems like a silly thing, but it's extremely serious. And it was crazy just kind of hearing that story and what was done about it, which was kind of like absolutely nothing. I need to kind of do a bit more research about kind of what the follow-up was, and if anything's been resolved there, but just crazy. It was kind of super depressing, as an outsider who isn't American. There isn't really much I can do about it, but I hope that it can motivate people to make some changes, and because I don't like where things are going right now, but hey, that's just me. All right, I'm gonna stop because I look like a crazy person rambling in the parking lot of my work. So you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.